poll, almost 60% of adults oppose Biden's border chaos. By Neil Monroe on March 28, 2021. 3 out of 5 Americans disapprove of President Joe Biden's handling of the migration crisis at the southern border, according to an Ipsos poll for ABC. The poll asked, "Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling the situation with migrants and unaccompanied children showing up at the U.S.-Mexico border?" 57% disapproved, and just 41% approved. In the March 26 to 27 poll of 517 people. In contrast, the poll showed Biden got 60% approval on the economy and 75% approval on coronavirus vaccines. The 57% to 41% split on migration policy implies a huge share of swing voters opposes Biden's easy immigration policy. However, Ipsos did not report on the depths of opposition, which could range from the unimportant somewhat response to the vote shifting strong responses. Also, Ipsos did not provide any data on the growth of opposition since January. Ipsos has a good record in tracking migration polls, and other polls show the swing voting public is moving sharply against Biden's chaotic mismanagement of the border. For example, 44% of swing voters said the United States immigration system has gotten worse, according to a Morning Consult poll conducted March 19 to 22 for Politico. 29% said it had stayed the same, and 12% said it had gotten better under Biden, according to the poll, which included 1,994 registered voters. Similarly, a Rasmussen poll showed 65% of swing voters people believe the government is doing too much or too little to reduce illegal border crossings and visitor overstays. Just 11% believe the government is doing too much, said the March 14 to 18 poll of 1,250 likely voters. That is a 50-point shift from an October 22, 2020 poll, when Rasmussen reported 32% said the government was doing too much, while 36% thought it was doing too little. So far, media coverage is focusing on the orchestrated inflow of mothers, children, and teenagers, even though there is a far greater inflow of job-seeking single adult males. On March 24, the Wall Street Journal described the growing wave of migrants seeking to exploit Biden's easy migration policy. Adrian Cohen, who came to the U.S. illegally and worked in San Francisco restaurants as a dishwasher and bartender for 6 years before returning to his rural hometown of Oxcutzcab in 2008, said he plans to again cross the border as soon as the pandemic ends. "If there's a recovery in the U.S., it's easier to go there and find work," said Mr. Cohen. He had saved enough money while he was in the U.S. to build a house and open a cafeteria in Oxcutzcab. With few affluent customers there, he said, he closed the cafeteria a few years ago. He currently works filling shelves at a supermarket. Many were afraid of Trump and most didn't want to try to cross the border, he added. But now many here are thinking of emigrating to the U.S. For decades, much of the southern migration to the United States has been driven by the demand from U.S. businesses for more workers, customers, and renters. Numerous U.S. governments have pretended to block this unpopular, destructive, and spiraling economic policy of extraction migration, but only President Donald Trump acted. In 2019 and 2020, he forcibly blocked the inflow, so helping to drive up wages for many Americans. Ipsos described the poll. This ABC News/Ipsos poll was conducted March 26 to March 27, 2021 by Ipsos using the probability-based knowledge panel. This poll is based on a nationally representative probability sample of 517 general population adults age 18 or older. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad American opposition to legal migration, labor migration, and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-Democrat, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles still pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.